Tuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for my favourite segment of the week. It is time for the Scorpio Book Spotlight. And we're spotlighting a few this week,
yeah,
aren't we?
I've got three to talk about. But
Now, before we start on that, I just want to ask the audience. We were talking about the word stash before. Because I wasn't entirely sure. Because you said you have a stash of books, but yep. How many technically is a stash?
My opinion was anything more than three.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of realistic. If there's anyone out there who knows precisely what a stash is, please do let me know. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you here. It's been a while.
It has been a hot second.
How's life?
It's pretty good. I've actually got a little announcement from the world of Scorpio Books.
Do you? Oh, love, great.
We've got some exciting news. Annual sale begins on Friday.
Good.
Bell's phrasing is once in a year bargain extravaganza.
Yeah.
Which is pretty accurate.
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
So be sure you stop on by and check it out. There's going to be 50 to 70% off selected stock, both in Scorpio and at Telling Tales, which is our children's shop. It only is in-store stock. It's none of the stuff on the website. All the sales stock is taken from departments across the store, so there will be everything from fiction to non-fiction and coffee table books on music, art and design. And so, yeah, feel free to stop by and grab a bargain.
Lovely. Anyway. Is there any notable picks there?
So there is so much.
There is so much stuff. That is very on brand.
We're still actually just like getting everything all sussed out and set up. But there is a small mountain of boxes waiting for us to, you know, spread it out to let people have a gander. So,
gosh, okay. Yeah. And that starts what, Friday?
Friday. So it runs from Friday until the 9th of June. So just,
oh,
so I think it's until not this Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Yeah, that's a while, actually.
It's
cool.
It's pretty decent time, and we'll be continuing to, like, drip feed stock out onto the floor throughout the sale. It's not everything goes out, and then once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll put stuff out, and then as gaps, you know, get made, we'll put more stock out to fill it. So there's no, it's only the good stuff on one of the days. There'll be good stuff on all of the days.
Ah, fabulous. Right, okay, I shall be in there.
All right, fantastic. And now...
Yeah, your stash.
I get to talk about my stash.
Your stash question mark.
Yeah. As the days get colder and drearier, I'm more inclined to hide away with a book and not think about how brr the weather is. So today I have three beautiful little books to review, which are perfect to escape winter's chill. We've got The Last Unicorn by Peter S. Beagle, The Navigating Fox by Christopher Rowe, and Under a Smoke-Strewn Sky by A. Deborah Barker. These little titles are perfect for a bit of nostalgic escapism, each of them wonderful rollicking adventures through mystical lands.
Oh, lovely.
I chose them for their connecting themes of adventure and whimsy, as well as the fact that they take clear inspiration from fairy tales. They're not the ones which are in reimaginings of fairy tales, although those are a pretty big thing at the moment. They're very much their own stories, but they just take inspiration from fables and classical tales and then sort of use them as their foundation to build something new.
Yeah, nice.
So the first one is this one.
The Last Unicorn.
The Last Unicorn. It's not as short as the others.
No, it's
on the
definitely
list.
The bigger one.
It's
of
definitely
the
biggest.
It's a big boy.
It's a chunky book. But
also, the guy's name is Beagle.
Yeah.
Peter S. Beagle. Yeah. Like, stop.
It's so cozy. It's one of my favourite sort of comfort reads. It follows the unicorn, surprising, surprise.
Love already.
After she overhears some hunters discuss how she might be the last one in the world, she's appalled by the idea and sets out to find where the rest of her kind have gone.
Right.
Where the story lacks in story, it makes up for in some beautiful prose and a really wondrous setting that we travel through. Each environment is as rich and unique as the last, from the cold, windswept castle of King Haggard and the eerie forests of the Witch's Caravan to the tranquil glen that is the unicorn's home. It reads like a fairy tale with kings and princes and magical beasties, and like those stories, it can be read by children or adults. Despite never reading it before, it gave me a beautiful feeling of nostalgia, and I can't recommend it enough. It's perfect for fans of Howl's Moving Castle or any Studio Ghibli films, and I actually learned a fun fact that there was a movie made of this, and the studio that made the movie, of the animated movie, actually sort of split off, and part of it became Studio Ghibli. So,
oh my god, really?
Yeah, so there is an animated film of this, and it is a bit different to this, but that's, I was like, why is it the same feeling? That's why.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So, that's so cool.
Yeah. The next one that I have is The Navigating Fox, and I'm not normally a fan of novellas because I get too invested and end up salty when they end too soon. But this one drew me in because look at the cover.
I know.
It's so gorgeous.
Fantastic. Oh my god, it's stunning.
And as predicted, I was sad when it ended.
Yeah, right. Oh my god, yeah, that would take...
It took like a day.
Yeah, it would take no time.
It packs a surprising punch despite its short length. It's a blend of fable and fairy tale as we follow the fox as he travels magical roads that only he can navigate, hence the name, in search of the ultimate destination, which is hell. In a world of magic and sentient okay. animals, Quintus is utterly unique, and he's also in a uniquely uncomfortable position after his previous expedition led an entire group to their doom. So he's set out on another one to redeem himself. The narrative flicks between his first expedition and his current one with ease, which squeezes two stories into its short length.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a gorgeous blend of fable and fairy tale, and it leaves you feeling the same hunger for exploration as Quintus's group when the story ends, because you only get, like, a little taste of the world that they're from.
Yeah, right, right.
My only problem
See, I'm
is...
like you, I don't know if I could get invested.
It's so good.
I can't.
The only problem that I have with it is that you don't get much in terms of exposition, but then it sort of feels a little bit more real because they're not, you know, going off on rants about how the world came to be. Because if you think about it, when's the last time that you just talked to someone about...
No one
starts a conversation with, hey, remember human evolution?
That's a really good point. Yeah. No one does that. Yeah.
So it sort of feels like if Aesop's fables were made for adults, and it does do a fair amount of philosophizing about the world and the foundations of it. Sometimes it sort of gives you a little bit of lore and then runs off while you're sitting there sort of trying to think about it.
Right, okay.
The last one that I have is Under the Smoke-Strewn Sky, which is a delightful little novel. I was having a bit of a reading funk, and it took me a while to get invested, but after I did, I sort of finished it in one sitting. It's slightly different to the other two because instead of being inspired by, like, fables, it's inspired by Alice in Wonderland, and I couldn't be more obsessed.
Oh, wow,
It follows a motley crew of characters as they travel through a hostile and unruly landscape, and the roads can sort of twist out from underneath them, and dream logic rules supreme, despite one of the members of our main group sort of trying to put everything into little boxes. The world is ruled by chaos, not logic, so trying to fit it into boxes doesn't work. It's the kind of story where you just sort of sit back and enjoy the ride. My favourite part was the fact that as we go along, we sort of unpack and figure out the bizarre reasoning of the rules that the world follows. Contrasting the experience of this, bombarded with history and rules and descriptions of the environment, but it never really feels overwhelming. It just sort of feels appropriately oppressive. We're like, oh, you're in this world where everything is on fire. Yeah, it makes sense that we're getting sort of smacked in the face with a whole lot of descriptions.
Yeah, right.
It does come with a little bit of a twist because I started reading it and I got like 2/3 of the way through and I really enjoyed it. And then I found out that it's actually the final book in a quartet. That sort of made it a little bit better because it really sort of helped to solidify the feelings of disconnect that our characters are getting.
Right.
They've been fucked out of their own environments and put in here, and now you're like, oh, yeah, that I'm feeling out of my element. They're feeling out of their element too. So I'm going to go back and read the rest of them.
Yeah, right. Well, it's kind of great you know you have more to read there.
Yeah, and it's also like, I know that the story ends okay. I know that they all end up okay, so I can continue to read the entire series and feel fine.
True.
So these three were The Last Unicorn, The Navigating Fox, and Under a Smoke-Strewn Sky. They're all very distinct, but they provide a similar sense of wonder and comfort that's perfect for these oppressive and wintry nights. All of them gave me a really weird sense of nostalgia, because I've never read them before, but they all feel like the sort of natural evolution of fantasy that you read as a kid. They're perfect for anyone who has ever liked Narnia or the Philip Pullman His Dark Materials series or any other pretty fairy tale collections. And just as a little reminder, our sale starts on Friday and runs until Sunday the 9th of June. And there's 50 to 70% off selected items that are in-store only. And there's going to be some amazing bargains, so don't miss out.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Killed that one. Got everything in there. Yeah, I really like these books. Some winter warmers. I know, The Navigating Fox. Cute. That cover is stunning.
It's so stunning. I want this as a poster.
Yeah. Now, can you get, like, many book covers as posters, like if you went shopping?
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen them around, but I feel like there must be some way to get them.
Yeah, there would be, because there are a few covers out there I think I'd get, actually.
Snatch up. Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much for joining me this morning. I'm feeling warmer already, but there was a moment there where I was like, I want to go home and then not leave the house.
Yeah. At least it's pretty cozy in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Hey, I'm rambling now. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And sale starts when?
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
See you later.